Good morning, brothers and sisters. I want to share a message with brothers and sisters this morning. So let's turn to several passages in the Bible. Let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 13. Gospel of John, chapter 13, verse 14. Verses 14 and 15 reads, If I then, the Lord and the teacher, wash your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I gave you an example that you also should do as I did to you.
彼得前書5章1到4節。 作基督受苦的见证，同享后来所要显现之荣耀的，劝你们中间与我同作长老的人。
Reading verse 1. Therefore I exhort the elders among you as your fellow elder and witness of the sufferings of Christ and a partaker also of the glory that is to be revealed.
务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神的旨意照管他们。 不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。
Shepherd the flock of God among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but voluntarily, according to the will of God, and not for sordid gain, but with eagerness.
也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是作群羊的榜样。
Nor yet as lording it over those allotted your charge, but proving to be examples to the flock.
到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory.
另外我们看提摩太前书4章12节。
And then let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12.
提摩太前书4章12节。
1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12.
不可叫人小看你年轻，总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上，都作信徒的榜样。
Let no one look down on your youthfulness, but rather in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity, show yourself an example of those who believe.
想看看大家有没有留心读到这几节圣经。这几节圣经有哪个字是相同的？
So I'd like to ask brothers and sisters to see whether brothers and sisters read these verses carefully. Which word is repeated again and again in the verses that we read?
榜样，是的，这个是今天的题目。
That's good. The word example was repeated in all three passages, so it means that you guys paid attention to reading the words, and that actually is our topic for this morning's sharing.
刚才第一段圣经就讲到主为门徒洗脚的这件事情。
The first passage that we read referred to the incident where the Lord Jesus Christ had washed the disciples' feet.
咁今日咧，我哋唔会学一个榜样去为人哋洗脚吓。
Now we're not going to follow literally that example and to go around and wash everyone's feet。
啊喺啊当阵时咧，啊佢哋去呢个啊一个嘅筵席吓，逾节嘅筵席。
But this was something that was prevalent that for that particular time in society. Here at the time of Passover, this was something that they did.
啊，入到屋啦，大家要坐埋参加筵席啦。当时街外边啊泥地吓，大家都着呢啲啊嘅啊草织嘅啊嗰啲叫 sandals 嗰啲嘅鞋啊，好多沙尘嘅。
And so at Passover, there was a feast or a meal to be had together. And so they all arrived. Now at that particular time, the roads were all dusty roads, right? And everyone wore sandals. And so therefore, your feet were all dirtied with the dust of the road.
入到屋嗰间，一般你入到屋咧，就有仆人咧就要为呢啲客人咧嚟到洗脚嘅。
And so in general,every time you entered into someone's home, there would be a servant waiting at the door to wash your feet.
啊，但系今次去到一个间屋系借翻嚟嘅，系借间屋俾你冇人嘅。咁进到去，咁啊门徒同埋主，咁边个又冇仆人？呢件系必须要做嘅事。咁边个嚟洗脚咧
？But here for this particular Passover meal, they had borrowed this particular space.To have the meal, and so there was no servant there. There were the disciples, but they were not there at the door to wash people's feet as they arrived. So what were they to do?
啊，咁可能个个都冇思想准备，突然间一件事情嚟到，边个去做咧
？And so I'm sure that maybe there was no forethought to that aspect of the matter. And so people started arriving. People thought, well, what are we going to do about washing people's feet, which is our custom?
啊，呢、这个系啊，逾节之后佢哋去食晚饭。嗰、那個情形啊
，so this is the situation as they went to the Passover meal
啊，咁啊，主耶穌咧就親自起身啊，束起腰啊，攞咗條手巾就同攞條手巾就束起腰就為門徒嚟到洗腳。
So instead, it was the Lord Jesus who initiated the process, and he girded himself in his loin and took a towel and went forth to wash the disciples' feet as they arrived.
咁啊，彼得做門徒嘅首領，佢就哎呀，好唔好意思，哎呀，主啊，真係點可能係你咧？嚇，點可能你嚟洗我只腳咧
？And so Peter, being the impulsive leader of the group, just thought, how could it be that our Lord would be the one to wash everyone's feet?
啊，主就話：我而家所做嘅你唔知道，後來你必定明白。
But the Lord's reply was, what I do now, you do not realize, Peter, but you shall understand hereafter.
我是你们的主，都为你们来洗脚。
Now I am your teacher, I'm sorry, I am your Lord, and I am here to wash your feet.
你们也都应当彼此洗脚。
And you should also likewise wash one another's feet.
啊，他说，主说我为你们做了一个榜样。
I have established an example for you to see.
啊，叫你照住我向你所做嘅，你哋去做。
And it is for you to follow and do what I have shown you to do.
啊，主喺度讲明咧，系佢可以唔做嘅，但佢为咗呢件事，佢做咗个榜样。
Now, in the words here that were stated, you realize that the Lord didn't have to do what he did, but rather he initiated it as an example to show others what to do.
啊！並且嗰件事情咧，因為臨到必須要做噶啦。
Because it was at the spur of the moment, it was something that needed to be done。
啊，呢、這個咧就好似今日咧有啲人咧，因為佢冇得學習洗腳，佢有喺歷史上邊有個弟兄咧，話有人去佢到屋企咧，佢咧就為弟兄咧除嗰啲鞋咧就擦鞋嘅。
Now we don't have the custom of washing everyone's feet, but there was a brother who.Try to emulate this particular process, and so whoever came to his house, he would take the time to clean, using a brush to clean the shoes of those who arrived at his home.
或者而家呢个世代咧，有人嚟你屋企咧，你就帮我洗车吓。
Or maybe in our current society, the equivalent would be helping someone wash their cars once they've arrived at your home.
但呢啲咧都唔系话。一定必須要做嘅嚇。
But none of these are things that need has to be done.
但喺当阵时咧，嗰、那个筵席上边咧，嗰件事情临到要做啦，边个去做咧
？But at the meal, this happened. They were at the moment needing someone to wash their feet. Well, who was going to wash their feet at that moment in time?
啊，我就想起吓。
So to me, I thought about this.
喺我哋中间。
I thought, well, amongst us here.
啊，食饭啦，要开台啦，边个去开咧？吓。
When it's time for our Sunday afternoon meal.Well, and the tables need to be put out. Who is going to initiate and go forth and put out the table?
我哋开台都冇签名嘅。
Now, we don't have a slot back there to sign up so that you're sure you know who's going to open up the tables on which particular week.
啊，嗰啲老嘅就话等啲后生嘅开。
And the older brothers and sisters would say, well, let the younger people open up the tables and set it up.
啊，嗰啲后生啲，嗰啲到嗰啲大人咧。我睇 BB， 就等啲後生啲佢去開。
And then those who are adults who have possibly children or infants, they think, well, let the even younger brothers do that work to set up. I'm busy here.
嗰啲後生啊，見到而家買咗啲台咁輕嘅，等啲老嘅去開。
And so now that we've bought lighter tables, the younger brothers and sisters would say, oh, it's so light, just let the older brothers and sisters take care of it now. I don't have to worry.
他们都还可以拿得的，那些台那么轻啊。
And so light, even the older brothers and sisters can take care of it now.
那这个一个情形啊。
So that's the situation.
或者大家不是这么想，是我夸张了一点点。
Maybe I've exaggerated a little bit. Perhaps those are not the thought processes that are going through brothers and sisters' minds.
啊，洗碗啊。
So what about washing dishes?
我哋洗嚟洗去都系嗰几个人嘅。
Week in and week out, pretty much is the same as the same brothers and sisters who routinely then rotate through and wash the dishes.
仲有好多空格空咗喺嗰度嘅。
There's always lots of spaces that are open on our sign-up sheet to wash dishes.
我哋屋企唔会话，冇人签名洗碗就唔洗啦，系嘛？休去啦，一个礼拜洗一次啊。
If you were home, would you do the same? Would you say, "There's no sign-up sheet. I don't have to wash dishes. Just leave it."We'll just wash it once a week. That's all right. Would you do that?
有啲屋企或者都会咁啊，啲碗少，一个礼拜洗碗机洗一次。
Maybe some who uses a dishwasher at home, maybe you put everything in the dishwasher and really do wash dishes once a week.
啊，但系咧啊，总嘅咧，我哋睇见喺教会各样嘅事务安排上边咧，总系好似有啲缺乏咁嘅。
But in general, we see that there are various areas that are needed in terms of service around the house.Around the building or around the house of God that are left undone.
啊，我相信，哎呀，我想，如果主耶稣喺我哋中间见到冇人去洗碗，或者主耶稣自己会去洗碗。
I'm thinking, well, if Jesus was alive, was here with us today physically, and he saw there was no one that signed up to wash the dishes, Jesus would probably go down and volunteer to wash the dishes.
或者开完饭冇人不送喎，等一阵冇人不送喎，咁吓，主耶稣会上嚟 serve 我哋。
Or that the table, even though the tables are set up, but there's not enough brothers and sisters to scoop the meal, to scoop the rice and the entree, maybe Jesus would voluntarily step up and say, let me help.
在那个提比利亚海那个复活的早晨，记得吗？主耶稣在那里为门徒来到预备这个早餐。
Do you remember on the morning, at the Sea of Tiberias, of the morning after, the resurrection? It was the Lord who was at the beach there, preparing the breakfast for the disciples.
主耶稣在那里为我们做了一个很好的榜样。
So the Lord again provided a great or good example for us to follow.
我虽然是你的夫子，但我还是来到这样做，作你的榜样，你应当照着我所作的去做。
It says, even I, the Lord and your Lord and your teacher have done this, for I give you an example that you should also do as I have done for you.
门徒有没有听到入心呢?
Now, did those words of the Lord enter and be kept in the hearts of the disciples?
门徒他有听到入心的。
They did.
好像彼得一样。
Just like Peter.
他是这个门徒中为首的。
He is considered the leader amongst the disciples.
他都是第一个最不好意思的。
But he is also the first one to be very blunt about all that he does.
当主耶稣起身洗脚的时候，他就第一个说，哎呀，我怎么都想不到是主你为我洗脚，或者是安德烈，或者是约翰，怎么都不会是主你为我洗脚。
When the Lord started up, initiated the washing of the feet, it was Peter who impulsively just say, oh, I would never have thought that the Lord would be the one to wash your feet. Maybe Andrew should wash your feet. Maybe another disciple, but never the Lord.
但来到彼得前书的时候，这个约翰是变了另外一个约翰。彼得前书的时候，彼得就变了另外一个彼得。
So, but when we come to 1 Peter, then Peter has now changed from that impulsive person that was painted in the Gospel of John to another Peter.
其实呢我们的主耶稣不单只是在洗脚那件事情上边为他们来洗脚
now,
作榜样。
The Lord did not just provide an example to them in just this one matter of washing one another's feet.
其实呢在地上边三年之久呢我们主耶稣呢亲身的带领这一班门徒他亲身在各样事情上边为他们做这个榜样。
But rather throughout the 3+ years of Jesus' ministry here on earth, he established and provided a perfect example for his disciples in all aspects of life.
在这个彼得前书第五章那里这么讲。
In 1 Peter chapter 5, it tells us.
彼得是这么讲的。
It's Peter who now is speaking.
他是要求同他同作长老的你要作群羊的榜样。
And he is encouraging, exhorting those who are fellow elders of various local assemblies to be examples for the flock.
虽然这个向长老讲的。
Now, even though the words that he speaks were spoken to other elders,
但是呢都是向着我们讲的。
But in reality, it is also words that are spoken directly to us.
个原则是一样的。
Because the principle is the same.
我们很多时候以为做长老呢就哎呀咁在那里很多人被你管啊。
We think sometimes or we have a misconception that as an elder, that means that you govern essentially or you watch over many, many individuals.
但他这个第二句话做基督受苦的见证。
But here, Peter describes or gives a description of being an elder. It is as a witness of the sufferings of Christ.
他将这个作长老和受苦呢连在一起。
He has linked now the matter of being an elder and the sufferings of Christ together.
彼得有没有为主受苦呢？
Now, has Peter ever suffered for Christ?
是，在主升天之后，在行传里面你看见主，彼得为主受苦。
Yes, after the Lord's ascension to the heavens, you see depicted in Acts,the various sufferings that Peter had to undergo for Christ.
在这受苦这件事情上边作信徒的榜样。
And so in terms of the suffering for Christ, Peter was a good example for all the other disciples.
在他里边他有一个十分荣耀的盼望。
Because in Peter, there was within him a very glorious hope.
他说他同享后来所要显现的荣耀。
And that to be able to see all the glory, to be partaker of the glory that was to be revealed in latter days.
如果你来到读细心去读彼得前书、彼得后书的时候呢，你就会看到彼得常常讲到将来的盼望的。
If you are meticulous in your reading of 1 Peter and also 2 Peter, you'll find that Peter continues to speak of the hope that is to come.
他常常提到我们在现今的世代应当如何圣洁，应当怎样脱离世俗，但是呢，他一定会提到将来的事情。
He tells us how we need to live a righteous life now, how we need to live on a day-to-day basis, but always with the hope of what is to come in mind.
在主的里面，我们知道有信，有望，有爱。
We know that in Christ there is hope, love, and faith.
如果讲到信呢，我们知道呢，这个保罗呢，是信的使徒，是信心的使徒。
When it comes to faith, it's often been ascribed to Paul as being the apostle of faith.
我们看他的这个罗马书，我们知道。
And we can see that illustrated in the book, the letters to the Romans.
约翰是爱的使徒。
Now, John has been ascribed to being the apostle of love.
彼得是望的使徒。
And Peter, he has always been ascribed as the apostle of hope.
他在这件 的事情受苦，仰望主的再来，那个极大荣耀的盼望里面作了一个美好的榜样。
He became a wonderful example of one who waits for, who suffers for Christ and who is awaiting for this eternal glory.
他说，我劝你们中间与我同做长老的人，务要什么牧养你们中间神的群羊。
It says here, he tells them, I exhort the elders among you to do what? To shepherd the flock of God who is among you.
他没有办法忘记在提比利亚海旁边那一天复活早晨所发生的事。
He could not forget the event that happened at the Sea of Tiberias on the morning of the resurrection.
在那里，主了三次问彼得，你爱我吗？
It was there that Jesus asked him three times directly the question, Peter, do you love me?
这个是彼得三次不认主之后，彼得觉得自己这个人真是没用。
Now, this, of course, followed his three denial of the Lord on the night of the Lord's crucifixion. So Peter, having experienced that, felt that he was unworthy to be considered by the Lord at all.
本来这个充满了自信的彼得，充满了觉得自己是门徒之首的彼得，现在知道自己不行。
Here, prior to the crucifixion, we have Peter, who was very self-confident, who considered himself to be the appointed leader amongst the disciples. But now, afterwards, here was a fallen Peter, who did not feel that he was worthy of anything.
甚乎众人都跌倒，我永远不会跌倒的。
He was the one that says, if others fail to follow you, I will not fail.
但他却跌倒得这么厉害。
But he fell, and he fell extremely hard.
我这个彼得还有什么用？
So, what good is he anymore?
我还能够服侍主嘛？
Can I, as Peter, this fallen person, can I still serve the Lord in any way?
但是主看见彼得的心，主真的知道他。
But the Lord saw the heart of Peter, and the Lord knew the Peter that was there.
主知道彼得的心和犹大的心不一样。
And the Lord knew that the heart of Peter was totally different from the heart of Judas Iscariot.
所以主要来挽回彼得。
And so that's why the Lord came to return Peter.
主问彼得，你爱我吗？
So the Lord asked him, Peter, do you love me?
这个爱是人间的爱。
Now, this is a love between individuals.
主问他，你爱我吗？这个是阿加皮的爱，是神圣的爱。
When the Lord asked him, do you love me? The word love is agape love. That is the godly love for another person.
甚至乎不可爱的你都爱。
That means to love those individuals who are unworthy of being loved.
彼得答主，主我爱你。他不敢用这个神圣的爱，他只能够说，主我用，他用这个 filial 就是朋友的爱，人间最好的爱。
And when the Lord, when Peter heard the question, he did answer the Lord. And he answered, you know, Lord, that I love you. But the love that he used was not the agape love, but it was the filial love. That means it's the utmost of the love that one can have for a fellow human being.
就是说，圣经里面说，人为若为朋友舍命，这个爱没比这个，人的爱没比这个大了，这个就是这个 filial 的爱。
And so when the Bible tells us that there's no greater love than this, than for a man to die to lay down his life for one another, that's the ultimate of the human love.
如果是以前的彼得，神话阿加皮，他就我都是阿加皮爱你，咁啊，而家彼得唔敢咁讲啦。
If it was the previous Peter in the previous incarnation where he was filled with self-confidence, if the Lord says, "Do you agape love me?" Peter would have responded right away and said, "Yes, Lord, I agape love you."
主第二次再问佢，用阿加皮嚟问主，你爱我吗？
Then the second time, the Lord again asked him, "Peter, do you agape love me?"
彼得都有咁答，我系爱你，但呢个爱系 filial 嘅爱。
But what was Peter's response? Peter again responded, "Lord, you know that I filial love you."
第三次，主降低个水平问佢啦，主唔用阿加皮嘅爱问佢，彼得你爱我吗？系 問佢 filial 嘅愛，人家嘅愛。
So when the Lord then asked him for a third time, the same question, do you love me? This time the Lord lowered the standard. The Lord used the word filial love. Do you love me the utmost that a human can love?
彼得話：主啊，我愛你，你係知道嘅。
And Peter's response was, Lord, you know that I love you.
喺三次主嚟到回答嘅時候，都叫彼得你牧養我嘅羊。
And in response to each and every one of Peter's responses to the Lord said to Peter, shepherd my flock, feed my sheep.
主这个命令在彼得里边几十年之后他都没忘记。
And this command that the Lord had given to Peter at that particular time remained in Peter's mind and heart for all these days.
自从那天开始彼得死心塌地听主的命令。
It was from that day forward that Peter resolved to obey the Lord and to follow the Lord's command.
甚至乎当他要离世的日子他都来到吩咐。
Even at this now, when he wrote 1 Peter towards the end of his life, he was going to keep to the command that was given to him by the Lord.
并且他吩咐同作长老的人。
And not only to keep it, but he was going to exhort for all the other elders to follow the example that was given.
你务要牧养在你中间的群羊。
He says, shepherd the flock of God that is among you.
哦，原来几十年前主同佢讲嗰句话，一直喺佢心嘅里边。
So many years ago, the words that the Lord has spoken to him was kept in his heart.
佢喺嗰度做咗个榜样。
And he became the example.
啊，佢就用佢主升天之后嗰段日子，佢一直嚟到牧养主嘅群羊。
And from the day that the Lord ascended to the heavens, Peter continued to shepherd the flock.
啊，并且到佢执喺地上边即时要完嘅时候。他还是将主这个吩咐人看见他的榜样他还是将这个吩咐吩咐下去
Even as he comes to the end of his earthly ministry of his life here on earth he exhorts now the others to follow the same command that the Lord had given him for them also to shepherd the flock
哦，原来主给他里边给他看见他真的什么都不配
The Lord had revealed to PeterThat he was not worthy.
但今日主居然叫我哋牧养佢嘅羊。
Nevertheless, the Lord gave the command that he should shepherd the flock.
嗰阵时嘅彼得系要做大事嘅彼得嘅。
The old Peter wanted to accomplish great things.
但咧，而家主叫佢牧养群羊喎。
But here, the Lord now is telling Peter to shepherd the flock.
你知道我哋嘅摩西吓？摩西本来是一个大有能力的人。
Do you remember the person of Moses? Moses was a man, a great man.
学尽埃及地所有的学问。
He was a learned man in all the ways of the of Egypt.
但是现在呢神但嗰日神叫他去到米甸的旷野，他有一个牧羊四十年。
But what did God call him to do?God called Moses to go into the desert, the desert of Midian, and to be a shepherd for 40 years.
羊又唔识讲话。
The sheep, they don't know any words.
你同佢讲就咩咁啊，就咩咁啊。
They might bleep here and there for you if you speak to them, but they're not going to converse with you.
所以四十年之后，当神呼召摩西出嚟做神嘅工嘅时候，摩西话我冇口才，乜都唔识讲，因为成日听到羊咩咁啊，四十年吓。
So that's why after that 4 years, and God came back to Moses and told him that he was now to go forth and lead the Israelites out from Egypt, Moses' response was, you can't be choosing me, I'm not eloquent. All he can do is, he might say bleep like the sheep, but that's all he can do.
彼得是做一个大事的人要做领袖的。
But here is Peter. He was to be a great man. He was gung-ho to lead the people.
但现在神呢就要他去牧养小羊牧养群羊。
But what was the Lord's command for him to do? The Lord's command for him was to lead the flock, to feed the lamb.
牧养群羊呢是一个好好有细需要好细心啊
！Shepherding the flock, what it requires for the shepherd to do is to be very mindful of the small things.
因為那些羊呢蠢蠢地的,
because honestly, sheep are pretty stupid.
啊，你初信的時候又唔怪你蠢蠢地啊，啊，有陣時初信的時候真係蠢蠢地啊，對神嘅事情唔熟悉，對真理又唔曉得啊。
Maybe we can see the analogy of when we first came to know the Lord. Perhaps we thought that we were stupid and we lacked the knowledge of the Lord. We lacked understanding. We lacked wisdom.
你帶領佢咧要好小心。
And in order for the shepherd to lead a sheep, the shepherd must take care.
啊，一陣間你唔適當時間叫佢咩十字架功課嘅時候咧，我一間嚇親佢，走咗去添嘛。
And so elders, when they shepherd the flock, they also need to take care. If they're not careful, then at the time when the sheep needs to bear the cross, it's possible that it will be too overwhelming for them.
我想到牧养羊嘅时候咧，我想到诗篇23篇。
Whenever we think about shepherding the flock, I think of Psalm 23.
啊，耶和华是我嘅牧者，我必不致缺乏。
This is the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
啊，领我喺啊到啊喺呢草地上，又领我去可安歇嘅水边。
He leads me beside still waters. He leads me beside the green pastures.
我要知道呢羊有咩需要。
Do we know what the needs are for a sheep?
将佢引领去草地上边，俾佢鸟吃。
You need to lead them to the green pastures so that they have food to eat.
啊，你又要带佢去水边旁，俾佢喝水。
You need to bring them, lead them beside still water so they have water to drink.
这个啲话好似系啊，佢系向长老讲啊，唔系好似，直情系向长老讲。
It's not like, but these are really the words that Peter had spoken and commanded for the elders to do.
啊，但咧我哋班咧，我哋都有人带查经班嘅，系咪
？Now, what about us? Amongst us, there are some of us who have been given the responsibility to lead small group Bible studies.
或者你係帶各樣聚會嘅，你都有咁嘅責任。
You've been given the responsibility to lead other, for example, fellowship or other small groups.
你用乜嘢嘢嚟去牧養呢啲羊咧
？What do you utilize at your disposal as you shepherd in this way the lamb that is given entrusted to you？
你係咪嚟到聚會咧就做一個中介人，一個 facilitator， 咁就安排下就算啦？
Are you merely a facilitator? So you make sure the arrangements are made and that's the end of your responsibility.
不是，我是作榜样的时候，我是要用神的话来喂养他们。
No, it says that you are supposed to be the example. So that means that you use the word of God to feed the sheep.
所以就是我们个人必须放足够的时间安静在主的面前。我是先得着神的话，我才能够喂养人。
In order for us to have the word to be able to feed others, that means it requires for you to spend the time of quiet meditation, of quiet time before the Lord and absorbing His words.
有阵时我有将佢哋带到呢个可安歇嘅水边。
Sometimes we lead the sheep beside still waters.
你唔系话叫佢食食食食食食死佢啊？系嘛？会饱死嘅吓，你唔可以就咁。一路叫佢食都唔得嘅。你做一个牧人，做一个牧人要好智慧。
As a shepherd, you need to have wisdom. You can't just lead them beside green pastures and say, just go ahead and feed and feed and feed and feed and just forcefully feed them the food. You can feed them to death.
啊，有阵时咧，亦都有时间消化。
But you have to have understanding that sheep needs time to digest.
所以有阵时我喺查经班咧。我講咗下個禮拜，我問下佢哋，睇佢有冇消化到。
So sometimes when I lead small group Bible study, I might have fed them the week before, and the next week I would ask them questions about what we had talked about to see if they have digested the words that were fed to them.
原來有時冇消化到，冇聽入去啊。
Sometimes it has been digested. The words that were spoken never were kept in their hearts.
如果做牧人冇智慧咧，咁你就唔係牧羊啦，變咗填鴨。啊，变咗只填鸭啦 ，picking duck。
Okay. Then if the shepherd was not wise, then no longer is that sheep really a sheep, but becomes a stuffed duck.
系啊，咁啊，呢个彼得咧，佢喺嗰度咧就话：我劝你哋我劝你与我同中间同我同作长老嘅。
the words of Peter are very clear. He exhorts the elders to be partakers with Peter as a fellow elder.
这个劝呢, 就希望,
so it's an encouragement. Really, is you could say that is Peter's hope.
我没办法, 要求的,
There's no possible way for him to make that request of them or to require it of them.
因为主呢,
now, the Lord can require something of us.
我们无论怎么样呢,
but when we turn around and deal with brothers and sisters, we are really only able to encourage brothers and sisters. We can only have a hope for brothers and sisters.
我们不敢定规一定要这样做。
We can't lay down the law for brothers and sisters to do exactly like this.
不是呢,弟兄姊妹中间又觉得有压力,他在外面来应付你。
Or else, there will be pressure that's put on to the brothers and sisters, and they may respond to you, but respond to you only on the, from the external way.
我真是盼望弟兄姊妹从里面有一个羡慕主的心,自己起来快跑回来跟随主。
But I would much rather for brothers and sisters to respond from within, to have that earnest yearning to desire to follow after the Lord.
比如说我盼望你们在中间做长老的人,务要牧养你们中间神的群羊。
So Peter, it was Peter's hope that to the other elders, that the elders would be able to be partakers and shepherd the flock of God among them.
刚才我们讲到牧羊呢,最重要是用什么? 用神的话来牧养他们。
Not just now, I alluded to the fact, what is the most critical ingredient to shepherding a flock? The most critical ingredient is using, is feeding the sheep with the word of God.
所以呢, 这个牧人必须在神的话上有十分的了解清晰。
So this shepherd must have a clear and concrete understanding of the word of God.
我们最近读到这个约翰一书。
More recently, we have come to study 1 John.
我就问弟兄姊妹,我说在这个约翰一书里面,究竟有多少个起初呢?
I asked the question to the brothers and sisters as we were going through 1 John. How many, quote-unquote, beginnings are there stated in 1 John?
其实就不是约翰一书,因为我正在读约翰一书,其实约翰二、三书都有的。
Actually, it's not just restricted to 1 John, but it's also to 2 John and 3 John as well. All three books, how many times does it refer to the beginning?
我呢就唔喺度讲你翻去自己去揾下。I'm
not going to reveal the answer to you today, but maybe it'll help you to go home and read through it yourself.
但我哋知道咧，起初啊呢一个字咧系啊约翰用得最多嘅。But
we nevertheless, the word beginning is a vocabulary word that John uses again and again.
在约翰福音第一章第一节就话：太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
Do you remember in the Gospel of John? From the very beginning, it starts to say, in the beginning, there was the Word, and the Word was with, and the Word was with God, and when the Word was God.
来到约翰一书第一章第一节就论到起初原有生命之道，起初。
And then when we come to 1 John, it starts off, it says, what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes.
就是我们所听见、所看见、所看见、亲眼见过、亲手摸过。
What we have beheld with our hands, what our hands have handled concerning the word of life.
如果你去新约圣经里面数有多少个起初这个字，中文少一点，英文多很多。
If you go back and actually look at the entirety of the New Testament, of the entirety of the Bible, how many times is there a reference to the beginning? Now, there's more reference to it in the New Testament, certainly, than there are in the Old Testament.
英文呢,就多一点,中文就少一点,因为翻译的问题。
If we're looking at only the New Testament and look at how many times the word in the beginning was used, then we realize that in the English translation, it happens a lot more times than in the Chinese translation.
但总而言之呢,有三分之一呢,是约翰在书信里面用的。 包括约翰福音、约翰一二三书同埋启示录。
But one third of the time that any mention of in the beginning was made in the New Testament, is one third of the time is attributed to John. So that includes the Gospel of John, the first epistle of John, the second epistle of John, the third epistle of John.
即是说在约翰的心里面有一个很重的心愿, 就回到起初。
So that means, it tells us that in John's heart, he has a yearning, he has a desire to get back to the beginning.
因为现在世代已经模糊,很多东西已经跟那时不一样了。
Because the world was now no longer like it was before. Now it was all filled with, has changed so much.
我们看几个起初,为什么要讲起初呢?
So maybe we can look at a couple of reasons, and we can look at the reasons why John would say in the beginning.
约翰一书第一章第一节。
So first, in the gospel, in the letter to first, the first epistle of John, from the, verse 1, it says, what was from the beginning?
论到从起初原有的生命之道,就是我们所听见,所看见,亲眼见过,亲手摸过的。
So concerning the word of life, in total it says, what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we beheld and our hands handled concerning the word of life.
这里指着我们的主耶稣基督,
so this refers to, of course, Jesus Christ. Not only was Jesus Christ the Son of God, but Jesus Christ was also the word of life.
这个生命之道呢,这个道不是道理的道。 这个道呢,是logos,这个道是生命的话。
So this word that is referred to here is not just a spoken word, but rather it refers to the word logos, which is a word having the characteristics of life.
就是这个神的意义充充满满,有恩典,有真理,一切都是在祂的里面,是活得出来的,神的话。
That means that everything is in Christ, and that in Christ you are able to live out the truth that is in God.
跟着第二章第七节,约翰一书二章七节。
And then when we come to chapter 2, verse 7.
亲爱的弟兄,我写给你们的不是一条新命令,乃是你们从起初所受的旧命令。这旧命令是什么呢?就是你们所听见的道。
Verse 7 reads, beloved, I am not writing a new commandment to you, but an old commandment which you have had from the beginning. And then it identifies it. The old commandment is the word which you have heard.
就是你们所听见的道。
It is the word that you have heard.
起初所听见的道。
A word that you have heard from the beginning.
约翰一书二章第十三节。
And then when we come to verse 13, 1 John chapter 2, verse 13.
王庭跟我们交通过了。
Now, Brother Wong has shared with us a couple of weeks back, and in terms of the words that John writes to the fathers, actually there's very few.
父老啊,我写信给你们,因为你们认识那从起初原有的。
But here is an example of one. It says, I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who has been from the beginning.
第十四节,父老啊,我曾写信给你们,因为你们认识那从。
And again in verse 14, I have written to you fathers, because you know him who has been from the beginning.
第二章二十四节,出来,最后一个地方了,暂时是。
Chapter 2, verse 24, this will be the last example for now.
论到你们没有将那从起初所听见的,常存在心里,若将从起初所听见的,存在心里, 你们就必住在子里面,也必住在父里面。
Verse 24 reads, as for you, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father.
原来这里讲到,你认识起初原有的,你就能够做父老。
It means that if you know what was from the beginning, then you are qualified to become, to eventually become a father.
哇,你说,哇,怎么认识起初原有的,这么厉害呢?
You think, is it that critical that we know what was from the beginning?
认识起初原有的,就是说,我们认识起初这位原有的主,他的心意,他的话,他的生命。
What it means to know that which is from the beginning means that you know this Lord. This Lord and all of his heart desire, all of his words, and all of him.
今天世上很多混乱,
There is so much confusion and chaos in the world today.
啊，有啲人嚟问，哎呀，呢个教会佢又咁做啊？点解啊？
Some people,
啱唔啱啊？
Some people come and ask, oh, that particular assembly does things like this. Is that correct or is that incorrect?
啊，有啲基督教里边又咁做啊？啱唔啱啊？
This is something that's happening in Christendom today. Is that appropriate or not?
啊，有啲人话，啊，圣经下边呢个啊注解系咁解释，啊，啱定唔啱啊？
Some people say, someone has interpreted this way, the Bible in this way. Is that correct? Is that the right translation?
啊，嗰阵时都有人嚟到问主耶稣啊。
During the time that the Lord was on earth, some others came to ask the Lord.
啊，摩西都俾我哋离婚咯，吓。
Moses allows for a divorce.
我哋可唔可以咁样样，咁样嘅条件就离婚啊？咁。
If the law permits for a divorce, isn't divorce legal then? Shouldn't we be able to divorce?
啊，我哋中意就写个婚书俾个太太，就叫佢走啦。咁突然间，因为摩西律法俾我哋咁做。
The law of Moses permits for us the liberty to just write a letter of divorce, give it to my wife, and we're divorced.
啊，但系主耶稣点答佢啊？
But what was the word from the Lord?
主话起初并不是这样。
The Lord says, in the beginning, that was not so.
啊，因为你哋心硬，所以摩西站准你哋咁样啫。
But it's because of your hardened hearts that that Moses permitted for you to do so.
所以这个牧养人呢，他必须对起初神的话，起初神的心意能够明白。
So the shepherd must have a clear understanding of the word from the beginning.
所以很多的问题呢，其实呢，如果我们对圣经的话语熟悉的时候呢，回到起初去。
So if we are to be individuals who know the word of God well, then we need to know it.From the beginning.
这个父老要做的呢，就是或者这个牧者要做的，就是将人带回到圣经里面。
What is the role of the shepherd? The role of the shepherd is to bring individuals back to the very word that existed from the beginning.
点出神的心意，点出神的话。
To highlight the heart of God, to highlight the words of God.
有些人说，哎呀，这个圣，有些注解里面讲，说哥罗西书吓，哥罗西书里边我第一章里边讲呢个神嘅儿子系创造里边嘅一部分，圣经里边嘅 footnote 系咁讲嘅。
There are some commentaries or some footnotes in certain Bibles that state that the son, the beloved son, was also
is part of the creation,
one part of God's creation.
咁你就必须翻翻圣经里边去睇下系咪咁讲。
If that's the case, if that's what the footnote says, then it's important for us to get back to the original word and to see what exactly does the original word of God tell us.
啊，有啲系有好多系啱嘅，但有啲系唔啱。
There are many commentaries, there are many footnotes that are correct, but there are many that are wrong as well.
就算有啲系啱嘅咧，因为有人嘅思想里边，佢只系将你带向一个方向嘅中间。
And even those that are correctly interpreted, the commentary is correct, it is still slanted because it is just filled with one individual's perspective of the Word of God.
所以必须回到起初，必须回到起初，必须回到起初。
That's why it's important for us to get back to the beginning, to go back to the beginning, to get back to the beginning.
作啊，我哋喺啊班上边有带领嘅，我都学习呢个功课。
Now this is a lesson that each one of us who are in the small groups must learn too.
啊，我哋学习翻到圣经原本嘅话系点样样。
We need to learn to go back and see what the original word of God says from the beginning.
同埋羊系揾草食嘅。
Now sheep they want the grass to feed on.
你究竟有冇草俾呢啲羊食咧
？So you, if you're the leader, have you fed the sheep grass?
并且咧，你要睇见咧，呢啲羊咧，佢话讲系咪啊？唔系你个羊啊，我嗰班，对唔住，系你嗰班，但唔系你个羊。
Now you could say, well, I'm the leader of this group, so this is my group. That might be a true statement. It might be your group, but these sheep are not your sheep.
呢个讲系牧羊神嘅群羊。
It says to shepherd the flock of God among you.
我哋嚟要带领，其实咧唔一定系班嘅，或者你带一个人信主都一样嘅。
It doesn't have to be applied to a small group Bible study. It could just be you leading someone to, the, to come to know the Lord, to accept salvation. We are to be a good example. That means that we are to lead this individual to the Word of God.
去到神的面前,
to lead him to come before God.
不是将他带到我的面前,
it's not to lead him to come to me.
如果他将人带到我面前,
now, if the purpose, if the goal was to bring people to me, then I can utilize all sorts of means and creative ways to get their attention to focus on me.
实情有些地方都是这样,大一大呢, 那些人是跟人,
and that is true in Christendom today. Many places, they utilize different methods to bring the people to the, to be part of the congregation. But more often than not, those individuals then will be following man, and they would, those individuals would not be following God. Perhaps utilizing certain enjoyable activities as a means to attract individuals' attention. They will bring those individuals into that church assembly, but they may, it would not necessarily satisfy God to, and bring those individuals to God. Rather, it tells us that it is according to the will of God to exercise oversight over them.
即是怎么按照神的旨意,即是有时候神的旨意和我的旨意,譬如我做大领,我的旨意和神的旨意有时会不一样,因为我都是人嘛。
Why does it say specifically that we're to shepherd them according to the will of God? Because more often than not, we have our own will, and sometimes our will don't, does not mesh with God's will.
我这个人呢,我这个有,都有些,我是一个高级知识分子,假设,不是真的。
So let's say that I am a learned person. I'm well educated. Just as an example, not necessarily so.
我食嘢有啲taste嘅,
let's say that I have a impeccable taste.
我屋企咧装修都有我自己嘅格局嘅,
and so the way that I have decorated my house, the way that I have put everything in place, shows my taste or my qualities.
啊,今天有个人来到污糟邋遢来听福音,不叫他坐后边。
And, but here, when we're at the gospel meeting, let's say that there's an individual who is not dressed so very well, maybe dressed kind of shabbily. We say, well, maybe you can sit him back there somewhere.
啊,或者来一个老人家,哎呀,有吐痰。
Or maybe there's an elderly individual who came to listen to the gospel and he's spitting up a storm. Maybe you can put him off to the side.
或者这个老人家,或者什么,个尿片包得不好烂,你会整污糟我的地方,
or maybe this individual requires adult diapers. Depends. And so now it's leaked. Oh, that's terrible. Put him off to the side, please.
圣经的话不是这么说的,
but the word of God does not say that.
你盲的,瘸腿的,有缺的,拉他们进来,赴神的筵席。
Instead, it says, those who are blind, those who are lame, bring them all into the, to God.
你要看见他的灵魂宝贵啊。
You need to treasure the spirit of that individual, the soul of that individual.
虽然我们各人有各人自己的标准,
even though each one of us have our own standards,
但我们来到教会必须按神的标准。
But whenever we come into the household of God, when we come to the church of God, then we abide by the Lord, by God's standards, not our own.
这个就是为什么彼得不敢说我是阿加皮神,我是能够用神圣的爱去爱。
And this is exactly the reason why Peter was unwilling and unable to reply to the Lord, yes, Lord, I agape love you, because he knew that he could not meet up to the standards of God.
但是现在不一样了。But
now, it's a little bit different.
到了末后的时间,他说,你们如果这样做,到大牧长显现的时候,你必得那个永不衰残荣耀的冠冕。Here
at the end of his time on earth, his perspective has totally changed. Instead, he says, when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory.
彼得得唔得到冠冕？彼得得冠冕先咁讲啊。
Will Peter be one who is a recipient of that crown of glory? Yes, it's because he is a recipient, therefore he's able to express that to you.
佢能够话我已经按着神嘅旨意嚟牧养群羊。
He is able to say, I have shepherded the flock according to the will of God.
那系按着佢嘅旨意，唔系按着我嘅旨意。
According to his will, not according to my will.
到嗰一日，我有极大盼望，我得着呢一个荣耀嘅冠冕。
And come that day, based on this eternal glory of glorious hope, I will receive the unfading crown of glory.
你哋要带领呢啲羊仔嘅。
So you have a responsibility to shepherd these lambs.
我哋好似带领啲羊嘅。
I am have a responsibility to shepherd the flock.
我必须知道，原来喺我上边，我哋还一个大牧人。
You and I must understand, above us there is that still that great shepherd, or that chief shepherd.
我哋喺度唔好似天主教一样，有一层一层人嗰啲阶级嘅，唔系咁样嘅。
It is we are not in Catholicism where there are layers and layers of man-imposed order or status.
我是同有一个大牧者，就是我的主耶稣基督。
All of us have one chief shepherd, and that is Jesus Christ.
主说我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
Jesus Christ himself says, I am the good shepherd. I am willing to give my life for my sheep.
所以这个牧者必须按着这个，或者你是牧者，或者我牧者，必须按着个大牧人的心意来牧养群羊，不能够按自己的心意的。
So that's why,Perhaps you are a shepherd in a particular capacity. Perhaps I am a shepherd in a particular capacity. But each one of us must shepherd our flock or the sheep based on the great shepherd or the good shepherd's will and desire, not according to our own desire and our own will.
我做呢一切事情唔系出于勉强，因为俾呢个责任你，俾呢个责任喺段时间我就做，呢个责任完咗喺过咗呢段时间就唔做，咁你同世界做工冇分别。
We are to exercise oversight, but not under compulsion. That means there is no limit, there's no time limit. If there was a time limit, it would just be like at work where somebody gave you a project to do by this particular time and you have to get it done. If that's the case, then our status before the Lord is no different than a worker here on earth.
但你这个乃必须出于甘心啊。
But for us, we must do it out of the eagerness of our heart.
你问所有嘅妈妈换片嘅时候甘唔甘心啊？十分甘心。
Ask each and every mother when is their turn to change the diaper of their own infant, are they willing to do it? Yes, everyone is willing to change. Every mother is willing to change their own child's diaper.
但啲人闻咧就臭嘅。
For others, they say, "Whoa, that smells."
妈妈闻咧就香嘅。
Maybe for the mother though, when she smells it, they say, oh, that's fragrant.
仲问下睇下，诶，咁味道唔同咗啊？系咪消化系统嘅问题
？At the very least, they will be able to say, that smells different. Maybe there's something wrong with his digestion.
呢个就系出于甘心。
This is out of the eagerness or the willingness of that individual.
你系咪咁样嚟到带领啲羊仔咧
？So is this the way that you shepherd the flock that has been entrusted to you？
啊，唔好贪财。
Not for sordid gains.
啊，这个是对工人讲的。
Now, this is specifically, of course, to those who are servants or workers.
啊，有些长老他们都是凭信心的。
Now, there are many elders who serve the Lord in this way based on faith.
但我们做这些事情，不要因为谁有钱就跟他做多一点。啊，这个看见这个没钱了，
But what it's telling us is we have to make sure that we're not doing it for other reasons. Oh, this person is wealthy, so I'm going to do a little bit more for them. Oh, this person has no wealth whatsoever, I'm not going to do much for him.
我做多啲，但是佢奉献多啲俾我。
Maybe I can do more for this person, and they'll contribute more financially to the church.
亦都唔好将自己嘅财务需要话俾人听。
Nor do we need to disclose all of our financial problems to everyone to know.
如果系咁咧，我哋哥就唔系出于信心。
If we did it, if we disclosed it to everyone to have the pity of everyone, then it would not be because of this matter of not doing things according to sordid gain.
啊，那是出于人工啊。
We would do it out of desire to obtain a wage or compensation.
亦都唔好限制所托付你哋嘅，那要作群羊嘅榜样。
It says also that we are to not to lord things over those who are allotted to your charge, but to we are to be examples of the flock.
其实刚才所讲那么多样东西，我们都是不断在做榜样。
All the things that we have talked about this morning, it comes back to our being the proper examples before the Lord.
你不在那里管他，你在那里做王管他。
You're not lording it over them. You cannot lord things over them.
那在那里什么叫做榜样？身先士卒，你在那里好像主耶稣那样，没人洗脚，你起来洗脚，你就是做榜样。
No, you can't lord it and expect them to respond. You need to be an example. What does that mean? That means it's just like Christ. When there's a need there, you are the one to go and fill it.
我们可以在各班里面教导各人圣经。
We can teach the word, we can teach the Bible to many individuals in different settings.
我们可以教导他们，王明道教我们怎么做，都可以教。
We can teach others, oh, this is what Brother Wang Mingdao taught us, so this is what I'm going to teach you.
但这个教导的人，你有没有起来做一个榜样，给被教导的看见呢？
But that individual who's doing the teaching, has that individual also become an example to do it so that those who are seeing it would be able to understand what it means?
到那时候呢，你倘若是这样，你必得荣耀的冠冕。
If you have done these things accordingly, then one day, or come that day, you shall receive the unfading crown of glory.
永不衰残的。
Unfading.
我们最近呢，去墨西哥旅行。
Recently, we had a chance to go on vacation to Mexico.
那些人呢，就第一件跟我们讲，你千万不要去墨西哥买银，虽然我没打算这么做。
One of the first things that the tour told us to make sure that we do is do not purchase
silver
from the natives of Mexico.
他有个笑话啊,
they had a joke.
他说如果你最不喜欢哪个人，就在墨西哥买啲银送俾佢啱。
They said,
首饰银啊首饰。
If you have someone that you don't like, what you should do is to buy silver from Mexico and give it to them as a gift. Because there are so many fake things there. After a couple of days, that what was previously silver will turn dark. So since I didn't give to any one of you any silver from my trip as a souvenir, so that means I don't dislike you.
这些呢会变色的。
All these things that are treasures, they will fade, they will change.
甚至真的银有一天都会变黑。
Even true silver one day will darken and change and fade.
但主却应许我们有一个荣耀的冠冕。
But here the Lord has promised to us a unfading crown of glory.
在提摩太前书头我读过，我叫人不要看你，看少你年轻。
In 1 Timothy, we read the verse earlier. It says, let no one look down on your youthfulness. You go say, well, all the words that we have shared, it's talking to elders, so it has no application to me. No, here is words speaking to the youth. So there's a whole group of young people over here.
对不起，这边都还有很多老，很多学生的。
I didn't mean to exclude anyone. So there's many, many young people over here too, many students as well.
不要让人少看你年轻。
But it says, let no one look down on your youthfulness.
总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都做信徒的榜样。
But it says, but rather in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity, show yourself as an example of those who believe.
这里讲言语呢，有些圣经译做真系言语，其实呢，原本你翻下圣经睇咧，都系 logos 呢个字嚟。
So in the first area, it talks about speech. Some translations do have the word speech. Others actually translated going back to the original text, which is logos, which is this word.
就是神嘅话。
That means the God's word.
你要喺呢个神嘅话上边做信徒嘅榜样。
That means in the word of God, you are to be an example to all who believe.
所以年轻人，你都要熟读神嘅话。
So that means for the youth, you are obligated, you need to read the word of God.
回到起初,
to go back to the beginning.
我个儿子同我讲过，我冇想到 我就快二十岁，我都冇敢想象我就嚟二十岁嘅人啦。
My son had recently told me, "Wow, you know, I'm 20,
almost
20. I couldn't imagine that I'll be 20."
哇，你眨下眼就四十噶啦，眨下眼就六十噶啦。
But my response to him was, "Oh yeah, with a blink of eye, you're gonna be 40. With another blink of eye, you're gonna be 60."
有一日呢啲嘅年青人咧，佢要长大做父老噶，做少年人噶啦。
Those who are children one day will become the young people. The young people will one day become fathers.
所以你唔好叫人小睇年轻，要喺言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都做信徒嘅榜样。
So that's why you should not let anyone look down on your youthfulness, but rather in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity, show yourself as an example to all who believe.
唔单止神嘅话喺你嘅行为上边
，not in just your words, but also in your action.
能讲不能作咧，呢啲人咧同法利赛人冇乜分别。
If you're able to talk the talk but not walk the walk, you're no different from the Pharisees.
所以神要求我哋行为上边。
So that's why it says to aspire to what is above.
喺爱心、信心各方面做信徒嘅榜样。
But that in all areas, in speech, in conduct, to be an example to all who believe.
你唔系里边个思想。哦、我做呢件事呢我要做边个榜样所以我做呢件事。
You cannot conduct yourself in such a way to say, okay, I'm gonna do this for that person's sake. I'm gonna do it because of him.
好多时呢好似呢个信心嘅功课清洁即係话唔犯罪各方面呢啲个功课呢就係、喺你日常嘅生活里面呢你自愿去學習人係会睇到嘅。
In all these matters, whether by faith,or in the matter of purity, that means keeping yourself pure without sin. All these things, if we conduct ourselves on a day-to-day basis with that standard in mind, then your purity and your faithfulness will be clearly seen by everyone else.
并且呢有一日呢你的经历呢能够帮助别的信徒。
Not only that, but if you conduct yourself that way, then your example one day will become the needed example for a specific individual in need.
星期五我哋弟兄朱弟兄呢就讲到佢年轻嘅时候呢睇见嗰啲年长嘅人嘅榜样里边受吸引係咪
?Remember this past Friday, our brother Tzu, he had expressed how when he was younger,He looked at those who were older that were around him, who were the example that encouraged him to walk the proper path.
有时人都冇做咩，佢又见到呢个弟兄红光满面，里边又极大喜乐，佢嘅心都受吸引。
Sometimes that person that he's looking to might not have done anything, but just that individual is just filled with a radiance, perhaps just a satisfaction or happiness that beams from his face.And that in and of itself becomes an encouragement for our brother.
我记得好多年前有姐妹同我讲，哎呀，二十几年前嚟到呢个聚会咧，见到 Eric 弟兄啊，哇吓，里边有主嘅生命，哇，笑容啊，受吸引呢个地方啊，里边有生命啦啊。
It still was clear in my mind when a while back there was a sister who, upon reminiscing about older times, said, "I remember the first time when we first came and we saw Brother Eric Wu, and he was just beaming from his face, and he was just filled with joy."
我唔知啊 Tony Yan 弟兄记唔记得 ？Tony Yan 琴日咪喺嗰度做见证啊
？I wonder if Brother Tony Yan remembers this.
佢因为你里边受个雇主无理嘅对付啊，里边曾经好多愤怒嘅。受个雇主无理嘅对待 ，employer 个 boss 无理对待啊。
So he had suffered a lot of things from his employer unjustly.
咁咧嗰件事情未过之前咧，我哋星期五咧，佢时常都会呻下嘅。但呻完咧，佢啲怒气都仲睇见佢都仲喺度啊。
But and so as he was going through this period of trial, he would come, and of course he shares with us on Friday nights. But even amidst of his sharing, and he was unburdening his heart, that you can still, there was still leftover frustration.
但如果你听琴日嘅交通呢，主向佢讲话，闭目不还口，佢本来要起身去砌人噶啦，即刻成个就静咗落嚟。
But if you heard his testimony yesterday, actually, He gave his testimony, and it says, be slow to speak. Well, what had incurred his wrath when he remembered the word of God, it says,
神跟他说话,
that God has spoken to him and says, be slow to anger, slow to speak. Then he all immediately calmed down.
被骂不还口啊, 人家骂你, 主说我被骂没还口,
that he did not reply not to respond when being scolded.
这个在彼得前书后面有的。那时候他怒气未过的时候，我就跟他讲过了。
Now I had spoken to our brother before the anger, even before the anger passed.
我说你学好这个功课，这个雇主自然会，神会拿走。I
said, if you are able to learn this lesson well for yourself, be slow to anger, slow to speak, then pretty soon the Lord God will take away your supervisor.
我说这个是神摆在你那里锻炼你。For
now though, the Lord has placed that supervisor in your path as a means to teach you a lesson.
神向他讲话之后，两个礼拜，那个博士就连埋班亲信都唔见咗啦，走咗。And
as it turns out, 2 weeks after that incident occurred, where he bit his lip and did not respond to his boss's unkind accusations, then the boss was let go.
点解我能够咁讲呢？
Why can I say what I said to him?
因为我都经历过类似嘅经历。
Why? Because I too had suffered the same type of thing that he was going through at that time.
我知道神手作工的原则是这样。
And I know that the principle by which God works is just as I have stated.
我当时这么做的时候，我都不想到第四人能够叫人家得帮，或者他能不能帮助我不知道，但是能够劝勉人。
I don't know if my brother was helped by my words of encouragement to him this time, but going back to when I was going through the same situation, I never could have imagined that, oh, one day I'm going to use this as an example to help someone else.
所以你在你自己的信心、爱心各方面清洁上面做群羊榜样。
So that's why we need to learn on a daily basis that in our speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity to be an example to all believe. If you are able to do your part, one day what you go through will become the perfect example for someone else.
I'll
end my sharing here today.
主啊，你是我们的主，主啊，你常常如此来做。
Lord, you are our Lord, and you're able to do everything.
主啊，叫我们里面，主啊，起来，将我跟随我主。
So may we be able to rise up and to follow after you.
因为学生不能高过先生，仆人不能高过主人。
Because a student cannot be above the teacher, and the apprentice cannot be above the master.
你的心意就是这样。
And we see that this is your heart.
开我们的眼睛。
So we ask that you open our eyes.
救我们脱离这个己身命。
Save us from the self-life that predominates us.
在我们里面，主要叫我们一个呼求，主要我要更多了解你。
Let us be one to be individuals who constantly ask, Lord, let me be more like you.
藉住人嘅活出，叫人民嚟跟随人，跟随我嘅大牧者，我嘅主耶稣基督。
That even as we live our day-to-day lives, that others will not follow in us, but that they will follow the Lord, the one who leads.
愿主祝福自己嘅话。
May you bless your own words, Lord.
祷告奉耶稣基督嘅名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.